Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker, and just to let you guys know, if you notice, I haven't been putting out many videos. I've been feeling a little off, so I went down to the hospital and I got tested, and I came back positive for being awesome. Other than that, nothing else is new. I don't have anything serious to talk about tonight, but I do want to tell the story about Danica Patrick, and who's the race car driver slash model slash athlete, and Aaron Rodgers, who is an NFL football star, and they recently broke up. And Danica, you can tell, number one, you can tell who broke up with who just by their reactions to it. But I think I wanted to talk about this because Danica Patrick is taking the absolutely wrong way of what to do on a breakup. And also you can tell who was more emotionally involved in the relationship. And then we're going to talk a little bit about unreasonableness in dating from women. How women, when they get scorned and burned, when men usually get burned in the dating world, they tend to go for very quick, casual kind of hookups, or they eat pizza and lay around their house in their underwear playing video games for an excessive period of time. But women, at least in many of the stories that I've read, women seem to do the opposite, and they say, okay, that didn't work out, so I'm going to be even more picky next time. Which doesn't really seem to make any sense to me. So let's talk about it. I have here from the New York Post. This is as of, 2 days ago, I think? Danica Patrick has a warning for her next boyfriend after Aaron Rodgers split. That's always a good thing to do, is warn anybody that might be dating you next. She says Danica Patrick's next boyfriend has his work cut out for him. Now, her ex, Aaron Rodgers, is a former is an NFL football player. His annual salary is about $20 million, and he has about $120 million saved up. So you're going to have to do better than Aaron Rodgers was, I guess, fellas. Good luck. During an appearance on Quibi's The Rachel Hollis Show, the retired NASCAR driver, 38, reflected on relationships in the wake of her split from Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers after 2 years dating. Listen to this. The next guy has his work cut out for him because my intuition, my standards, my boundaries, my wants, and my needs are off the charts. Welcome to being a cat lady. Patrick said in a clip from the upcoming interview, because I've gotten to know me so much more, it's going to be so much more narrow and specific, and I think that's the challenge with a relationship. In July, rumblings of a split emerged when Patrick unfollowed Rodgers, 36, on Instagram. Following news of the breakup, Patrick posted cryptic messages on social media. She also offered insights into Hollis about analyzing growth in relationships. So let me just say quickly that it sounds like he broke up with her. Because if you're the one that breaks up, you're probably not going to leave cryptic messages. But it doesn't sound like, and I'm going to read a little bit from Aaron, and it doesn't sound like he was very emotionally invested. He sounded like he bounced back pretty well. But then we're going to talk about why all this matters. And she says, and I said at the beginning of the last relationship, I was like, look, you either grow together or one grows and one doesn't, or you grow apart. I have never experienced growth without pain, which is unfortunate because I think I'd probably say half my growth has come from pain, and the other half of my growth has come from like beautiful experiences that I say, hey, I want to have more experiences like this. And then here's Aaron Rodgers, and I'll just read through this real quick. He says he is in a better headspace following Danica Patrick's split. So he breaks up and says, life is so much better now, and she gets broken up with, I think. They didn't say who broke up with who, but by the sound of it. And then she's like, next guy has got to be even better than a guy that makes $20 million a year and is 6 foot whatever and athletic and relatively attractive and good luck. He said he has an increased love of life and he's been in a better headspace the past few months following his split from Danica Patrick. Sounds like she's just a negative person and he's happy to get away from it. The quarterback recently returned to the football field with the Green Bay Packers and said he's been feeling refreshed. I just have a new and increased love on life, and I've made decisions and changes and habits that put me in a lot better headspace, Rodgers said on the Pat McAfee Show on SiriusXM's Mad Dog Sports Radio on Tuesdays. He continued, there's just a lot of things that have come together in my life over the last few months that have been really enjoyable and reminded me, given me perspective on life and football and in football to view things through the most positive lens that I possibly can. I don't know about you, but it sounds like he was like, look, and again, this is just me guessing. So if somebody knows Danica personally and I'm completely wrong, hey, I'm wrong. But here's a picture of the lovely couple. He's not a bad-looking guy. He's tall. He's athletic. He's successful. It sounds like to me she may have just may have been different and may have been fighting, and it was too much negativity for him, and he decided to tap out, and she's not happy about that. But here's the thing: as a 38-year-old woman, or even look, I'm 40. What's today's date? I'm going to be 48 here in a few days. And the truth of it is, I cannot say now I deserve better than I deserved when I was younger, and that I'm going to be more picky. When I was 25, I was able to date younger, more attractive women. I mean, that's just the way it is. Now, I obviously could probably date somebody that's more successful, but I couldn't say, well, I want someone that's going to be more successful, more attractive, more of everything than when I was 25. I don't see that happening for anyone. It 48 for a guy, and certainly not 38 for a woman. So I think she's heading into hard times. But you can see that she obviously was invested in the relationship more. And this is why I say to you guys that if you're going to be in a relationship, you know, and a lot of guys have tapped out of relationships, and we get that. But if you're going to be in a relationship, you cannot be too emotionally invested in a relationship. You obviously want to like the person. You always obviously would want to care for the person. But when you're the poor person that cares too much, and then something happens, it's going to leave you in kind of a head spin. You're going to be in a bad place. So always remember that when you're getting involved in a relationship, you want to keep a certain segment, a good portion of your heart uninvolved, and make it more of a physical friendship. So as a guy, you probably want to leave, I'd probably say you want to leave like 80% of your emotions and your feelings, not to yourself. I mean, just don't even let those emotions get involved. And then that way you can make a better, smarter decision about the dating situation that you're in. And I got this article here, and this is by Your Tango. It's Nancy Nichols writes. She says, there's no other way to say it. Dating over 40 sucks. Our faces are blighted with wrinkles and age spots. Our bobs sag to our rib cage and our fannies droop. And for you British gentlemen, fannies in this case means her butt, not the other way. Or is that an Aussie? Maybe that's an Aussie. I forget which one of you blokes talk about the fanny being the front. Anyway, our slim waistlines have been replaced with donuts. Oh boy, you sound attractive to me. Or you could be like Danica Patrick, who like works out. If you look at the thumbnail that I posted up, she works out and she's like very attractive still, and still very athletic. So you could also get yourself in shape. But here's the 2 points to take away, and I'll leave all these links below as I always do, so if you want to read it. But she says, here's what holds women back as they age a little bit: a critical, judgmental, closed mindset, which is what Danica was just talking about, and high expectations, code for unreasonable and unobtainable, unattainable. And that's what Danica Patrick's going to be going through. And why this all comes about is that, you know, when you're younger, I always say to you guys, look, it gets easier when you get older. It gets easier to date when you get older. And when you do get older, whether in your late 30s or mid 30s or early 40s or even later 40s, and I've got friends of mine that are in their 50s that date younger, it gets easier to date. However, that doesn't mean it gets easier to have a relationship. Reason being, most of the women that you would have a relationship with that are probably close to your age tend to come with a lot of anger and frustration, just like Danica's. Now, I'm not saying all women, but there are a good large number of them. I've even gone on dates before with somebody that was, I'd say, mid to later 30s. She was attractive, and I almost felt like it was a job interview and she was judging me. There was no relaxed, let's just have fun. Oh, we're going to go have a couple of drinks. And one of my favorite dates that I've ever done was in North Carolina in Raleigh. There was a place called Boxcar, and you could go in there, and it was just a huge arcade. And you'd buy tokens and you'd drink beer and play video games just like you're a kid. Pinball, I think it was called Attack from Mars. It was one of my favorite pinball games. But every date that I had that was a girl in her 20s, that's where we would go, and we'd be laughing it up and having a great time and enjoying drinks, going out on the patio, just playing games. And every time I suggested something like that to a woman in her, I don't know, later 30s or 40s, they're like, no, like, let's go just sit at this pub and we'll talk. I'm just going, ugh. So when the fun goes away and it becomes a job interview and there's this sense of urgency, and then on top of that, there's this very selectiveness that goes along with it, it's not really fun anymore. And I feel bad for Danica because I think she's going to run into this, but I feel bad for women in general. And because they put this mindset in place. And what does this mean? It means as a guy, you really have to understand that you may not have those opportunities to have that long-term relationship because younger, they don't want it. Or if you're dating someone younger and you're significantly older, the odds of that being a healthy long-term relationship aren't that good. They're great for a fling and something casual, but they're not that great for long-term relationships. And then if it's someone that's a woman that's a little bit older and closer to your age range, usually they come along with kids, they come along with a divorce, they come along with a mortgage and other bad things that have, man, maybe they were guys that hurt them, but they bring that forward. They can't just wipe the slate clean. Now, to be fair, guys do this too. You know, after I got out of a couple of bad relationships, I'm like, you know what, forget this. But the difference is I didn't keep trying to date. I didn't keep bringing any like unhealthy, angry, angst or baggage to another relationship. I just said, you know what? I'm just not going to date. And that'll give me time alone, which has now been, I think, 4 or 5 years. It gives me a lot of time alone to work on those things and find a positive way out of all this. So, I hope you guys can have that as a takeaway as well. The last thing I wanted to read. Now, I've talked about this in other videos, but this is an actual, a lot of guys may not have heard this, because I did it in a video about 6 months ago. But I'll leave the link down below because this is kind of a go-to when we talk about the 80-20 rule. Women find 80% of men unattractive, it says a new crazy study. And I'm going to breeze through this because I know a lot of you guys know this stuff, but it's still a good reminder. Women are often thought of as picky, especially when men are concerned. Some single women are known to have lists of characteristics that deal with their ideal or that their ideal man must possess, like great abs, sense of humor, six-figure income, nice car. When a woman meets a potential mate, she has to decide which of these traits are deal breakers and which she can let go. And you can see why I brought this up, because again, Danica's coming out there at 38, and she's very successful. I mean, she makes, I think I looked up her net worth, it was something like $70 million. So here's a woman that's a model, that's athletic, that's a race car driver, that makes $70 million walking out in the world saying, he better be perfect, and women only, again, tend to date up. She's going to have such a hard time, and I feel bad for her like that much. But if she also, you know, maybe wasn't so mean, she might have kept the last guy she had. Again, I'm guessing, but it sounds like she's pretty snippety. Anyway, they continue on. When a woman meets a potential mate, she has to decide whether these traits are deal breakers and which she can let go. No matter how selective a woman might be, some have strict physical attributes from their must-have list. An OkCupid study found that women find 80% of men unattractive. Now, that's not just 80% of men are like not ideal for them. They are literally saying 80% of men are not attractive, which means under five, under average. They say here, OkCupid looked at the users and came up with this chart. And this is a chart I've posted on other videos, but it's here for you guys if you want. The median here, as you can see, this dotted line is the male attractiveness distribution. So women thought that 25% of men were a zero. Then they thought 30% of men were like a two. And then they thought 25% of men, and I'm guesstimating on this, but anyway, the median is here. And if you look at this, it's like 15 plus 20 plus 25 plus 30. All of a sudden, you're like, well, that's 80%, whatever it is, of men are lower than average. Now, mathematically, that can't happen. You know, you can't make change for a dollar, which would be 50 cents and 50 cents above average, 50 cents below average. You can't say, okay, this 80 cents is 50 cents. That doesn't make any sense. They say if you look at the gray line, you can see women rate a whopping 80% of men as worse looking than medium. That's pretty harsh, ladies. On the other hand, when it comes to actually making contact with a potential date, women shift their expectations only minimally ahead of the curve, which is better than the males who go after the women that are way out of their league. Well, hey, we don't know that they're way out of our league. I mean, according to this, all of them are way out of our league. With basic ratings so off-kilter, the two curves suggest some unique interpretations of the female thought process. The most striking one is the average-looking female believes that most men aren't hot enough for her, but she decides to message them anyway. Why? For validation, because she's bored, it's something to do, maybe she can get a free lunch or dinner out of it, maybe she goes on a date with him, who knows, but it doesn't turn out well. I'll leave the rest of this. I'm not going to pour it down through the whole thing. Let me read this next part, because this is kind of interesting. To show that some women may be operating on a very different scale, OkCupid shared some pictures of men who are fine-looking, some might say even cute, but that women have rated them significantly less attractive than the so-called medium. And I know it's a little hard for you guys to see, but again, I'll leave the links down below. And, you know, these guys are, I wouldn't say they're unattractive, like they're not, they're at least average. I mean, what do I know, though? I mean, I'm a dude. They say, okay, maybe none of them are Ryan Gosling, but if they weren't Ryan Gosling, would you still rate them high in the hot meter? From this, one might think that it's the female, not the male, who has unrealistic standards of what the average male should look like. It seems women are way beyond picky. So here's something that we also have to remember now. And I use Danica as a good example. Danica says, you know, and I'm going to go back. I turned off my recording, but she says she wants the next guy to be... So she says, the next guy has the work cut out for him because my intuition, my standards, my boundaries, my wants, my needs are off the chart. But also, is she going to date like Joe the plumber, you know, or a blue collar, or even, you know, John the engineer? No, she's worth $70 million. That's not going to happen, or the odds are extremely rare. So she's going to have to find somebody that makes more money than her, that is, I mean, probably taller than her, and probably better than her last boyfriend, which is a quarterback for the NFL. I don't know. It seems to me that women's, and I've mentioned this before, but women's expectations are so crazy now that men, the realistic best way to go about this is to expect short-term fun or to expect to not date at all. That the odds of being what she wants in this kind of day and age is unrealistic. And not only that, but the work that you would have to put out, the number of hoops you would need to jump through to keep her happy, I think would take up a majority of your headspace, your time, and your effort. And I just don't think it's worth it. So I thought you guys would get a kick out of this one. But again, we talk about the 80-20 rule. Here's a link to an article about it. And I think one of the surveys was something like 51,000. I don't remember if they said it on this other one. But in some of these, there was one of them I was reading where it was like 51,000 of participants or something like that, where it's the 80-20 rule, and it just is what it is. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. That is my forum over there. I post duplicates of all of my videos. We have forums where you can talk, and if you're a member, you can actually post, and you can become a member by giving me $5 a month for a little support and helping me out with my work. And that's why I get to stay sponsor free. Like, I don't really do many sponsored videos because you guys take care of that for me. So I'll leave it there. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, when things seem tough, when it seems women aren't picking you, don't worry about it, man. It's not you. It is them.
Well, hi there, Mr. Clean. Mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend cleaning jobs. Come in and let me show you.